If you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, this is for you. If you're an ambitious woman balancing the demands of motherhood and your career, or you're a business owner and you're done talking about your challenges and you are determined not only to find a solution, but to feel alive and energized while getting the support you need, I've got you. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help only to feel like it's one more thing added to your to-do list. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/focus. Take 2 minutes, fill out the application to work with me one-on-one, and we'll be in touch. One of my strengths and what my clients always tell me is I have a gift of looking at your current situation and showing you exactly where you need to focus to get the results your soul is craving. My work is designed to empower women like you to reclaim your capacity, increase profits, and strengthen your relationships. Join the countless women already seeing incredible results. Picture having me by your side every step of the way, ensuring your success. Visit Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/focus, and apply today. That's heatherchauvin.com/focus.
I don't believe you've ever failed at anything, and here's why. Hey, it's Heather Chauvin, wife, mother of three boys, former social worker, breadwinner, recovering hustler, and stage 4 cancer survivor. I'm not a fan of that term, by the way. Beyond all of these titles and labels, I'm a human being, just like you, attempting to navigate it all while feeling good. My goal on this podcast is to show you that you can live an energized, sustainable life both at home and in your work. It doesn't matter if you stay at home full time, if you work from home, you're a CEO, a successful business owner, or trying to find some inspiration. On this show, I attempt to keep it real with stories, interviews, and random thoughts. This is not a business or career podcast, and it's not a parenting podcast. It's both and so much more. You will laugh. You may even cry. And you may even get a little frustrated with the truth you've been hiding from yourself. I believe all human behavior is a language, whether it's through your child's behavior, your health, or a relationship. And when we learn to listen instead of react, we begin to understand what it truly means to feel alive and in control. It's time to put your big girl pants on and find your brave. Let's go. Hey ladies, I'm back and you are getting your Friday reflection on a Saturday because that's life. Okay ladies, so I've been thinking about this philosophy, this term called failure, and how I hear it a lot from women saying, I'm afraid to fail. And there is a legit fear of failure. But I've never resonated with the term failure because I've never come from a place of perfectionism when I'm thinking about it. And failure to me, the only time I have failed at something is when I've given up on it completely. I would say 99.9% of the things that I put my mind to and implement never go as planned. Never. So I will have a plan, I will have a strategy, I'll have my step-by-step process. But the reason why it's not going as planned is because I'm trying to control the outcome. So failure itself, I did a quick Google search, and the definition of failure is the neglect of expected or required action. The neglect of expected or required action. Well, where are these expectations coming from? And where are these prerequisites coming from? Or requirements, sorry, not prerequisites. Where are these expectations and requirements coming from? Most likely, it is the pressure that we've put on ourselves or the expectation that someone else has put on us. Interesting, right? How many of you, show of hands, even though I can't see your hands, just say, hell yeah, or I actually want you to send me a message on Instagram. You can find me at Heather Chauvin, change my handle. So just look up my name on Instagram, send me a private message. How many of you have felt like a failure because you don't meet somebody else's expectations or requirements of you? Or how many of you have put these unrealistic expectations on yourself and therefore every day feel like a failure? Your to-do list is 100 items long and you get 2 off on the day and you feel like a complete failure because you were unable to complete those tasks. So I'm going to tell you a story about why I even decided to talk about this topic today. I rejoined a running club. So I want to say about 5 years ago, I ran my first half marathon. After chemo, I thought, okay, now I'm going to start checking those things off that are on my bucket list or my brave list, as my friend Carol would say. And running a half marathon was on that list. And so I thought, if I can do this and I can survive this, I can do anything. So I signed up for a half marathon. And in Heather fashion, I signed up and didn't train properly. I just literally got my shoes on pretty much. I did run, but I joined a running club. I didn't follow through with the exact schedule. And then I just showed up to the race and I ran it. And I'm making that sound like it was super easy. It was extremely mentally challenging. But here's the thing. Walking into that experience, I was so terrified, absolutely terrified. And I was also at a horrendously shitty place in my life. I just knew I wanted change, but I had absolutely no idea what I was getting myself into. But there was this strong desire within me to run. And so I started running a little bit by little. I sucked. I was always last in the pack at this running group. And as I was at this running group, I always felt like a failure. I felt like I wasn't good enough. I felt like everything I tried to do, like I could just never, I just knew I was never going to be like number one, right? I was crap. So I always felt like I was behind. And I realized it actually wasn't until recent when I rejoined the same running group, still at the back of the pack. But this time my mindset was, I'm just here to have fun. I'm just here to enjoy the privilege of being able to run. I am here to enjoy the privilege of having the freedom that I have created for myself to be able to have somebody to watch the kids while I get up and go. So here's the thing. The failed expectations were my own. That was it. Nobody else was putting this expectation on me. It was all a mental game. And so today we were running like 4 miles. I think it's 6.5 kilometers. And I'm training for this full marathon that I'm doing in the fall. I haven't been running. The only time I don't enjoy running at all, but I love the mental clarity that I get. I love the creative energy that it gives me. I feel like it burns off so much of my bullshit, like super quick. And I feel like a unicorn when I re-enter my life. So in the moment, I'm typically thinking this is stupid. Why did I sign up for this? This is god awful. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. But guess what? Nobody else is putting those expectations on me. I can walk if I want to. And guess what? I'm still not a failure. So my story for you today, my lesson for you today is fail forward. And maybe even take that word out of your vocabulary completely. The only time you truly fail is when you decide that you are going to quit. So unless you're quitting, you're not failing. Remember that. And ladies, I have a proposal for you. If you are a go-getter, if 2020 is the year where you are going to get out of your way, whether it's in your personal or professional life, I want to hear from you. I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/mastery. We are currently taking applications and we have a big juicy bonus for you if you sign up for the beginning of the year, this round in 2020. So we're actually going to offer a 1-day in-person mastermind event that is, the price point for it is $997. And this is included 100% free when you sign up for this round of mastery. So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/mastery. Okay, ladies, remember, failure only happens when you decide to give up.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. HeatherChauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.